I'm Joe Getz, and this is the VPR Classical Student Composer Showcase for November, produced in collaboration with MusicComp, the music composition online mentoring program. This month, we turn to a homeschooled high school senior from Burlington, David Fisher. His piece, The Best of Change, was premiered in May of 2013, and it explores some deep ethical questions that have their roots in the story of Adam and Eve. David has been a part of the MusicComp program for some time, having written numerous compositions, and he's also a cellist in the Vermont Youth Orchestra. I asked David about his homeschooling and how it's affected, for better or worse, his musical development and his composing.
I have mixed feelings on homeschooling. How it's affected me musically is that it's given me a lot of free time to, you know, really focus on music as it pertains to my life. And it really gives me the freedom to compose and to think about what I'm feeling, introspection, to focus on how I can let out who I am as a person into the music that eventually becomes what you hear. So the flip side is that as a homeschooler, you don't get a whole lot of social interaction. You don't get to, you know, meet with your peers a lot, which is why, like, the Vermont Youth Orchestra, for example, has been pretty much a lifesaver for me. It's let me interact with my peers on a musical level and on a social level. A lot of the people there, a lot of the kids there, I'm still friends with, and I'm planning on being friends with, you know, 10, 15 years.
Over the past months of meeting all our students featured in the Student Composer Showcase, it's been fascinating to hear about their methods. One of the most important aspects of writing music is the medium one uses to write it. Sit at the piano and handwrite notes, or maybe mess around with the music writing software on the computer, or maybe a little of both. I asked David what he prefers.
It's tricky because when you use electronics, when you use something like that, when you hear it back, there's always something that you want to do next. It always leads to something that might not be what you intended originally. And so what helps me separate the technical aspect, the technology aspect of writing from the real aspect of composing is making sure that I spend time at the piano. And making sure that my composing sessions don't just take place at the computer, and making sure that I have sort of enough time to and enough space to sort of explore my subconscious at that particular moment in time every time that I sit down to compose.
David's piece, The Best of Change, is not particularly long, but that doesn't mean the process of writing it was easy. David explains.
So the main idea behind The Best of Change is a story about Adam and Eve. And now I'm not a creationist. I'm not even particularly religious. But the idea of temptation and especially ethics and religion has been very interesting to me throughout my entire high school career. So while I was thinking about that subconsciously, I was also writing down ideas, as I said, at the piano. I had sort of these various melodies flowing through that I was writing down. And about halfway through the composition of this piece, I made a connection between the two ideas, between what I was writing down musically and what I was thinking about subconsciously about ethics. And when that connection happened, I was able to characterize some of the lines. So, for example, it starts off with this really beautiful melody that's supposed to represent Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden at the beginning. And then it turns into this really snaky kind of line at the bottom. Snaky, you know, that's supposed to be Satan. And throughout this entire, the entire middle section, the snakiness of the line, there's like a duality here. There's the snakiness of the line, and there's also the arguments of Satan, which are two separate things.
I was still curious about the title, The Best of Change. After all, Adam and Eve succumbed to temptation and were banished from the Garden of Eden. Their innocence was lost, and the piece ends in a minor key. So I asked David, how could this really be the best of change?
I believe it's the best of change because even though it's minor, it calls back simultaneously the happiness of the original theme from the very beginning, and it also allows more to be said because and that represents to Adam and Eve, and that they allow so much more culture, and even though there's more pain as well, that allows so much more beauty to be created as well, while at the same time calling back the beauty that was originally found in the Garden of Eden.
Here is David Fisher's The Best of Change, performed by members of the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble and Burlington Ensemble at Music Comp's Opus 26 concert at the Haskell Opera House in Derby Line.